What up, stoners? I had to get something to drink, Jesus. Giving y'all two this day. What am I doing? Welcome to Stoner Talk. And I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, the reason why I'm coming at you with another podcast very soon is simply because in my last podcast, when I talked about breaking up and staying together, I mentioned something that needed a little more elaboration. I mentioned positive friends and negative friends. We all have them. And I know what you're thinking, stoners. I don't have no friends that are negative. Of course you do. You have friends that encourage you to do things you know is wrong, but they're good people. You know, you have friends that have led you down wrong paths, but they've always been there for you. You know, you've had friends that, you know, just they're not bad people. They just do bad things. They give off bad vibes to the universe, you know. Their karma is not that worthy of being in front of once they come back around. You know the type of people I'm talking about. And then you have the positive friends, the friends you look at and you be like, man, I want to be just like him. To yourself. You know, maybe it's just me, whatever. But I can be honest and say it, stoners. You know, the friends I keep around me inspire me. You know, that's a positive friend. Negative friends, they're there for the good times, you know. Good, they're fun to smoke with and laugh with, you know. They're fun to bring to you to the movies and hang out with and go chase little chicks with and all that good stuff, you know. They're good for the moment. Those are the negative friends, because if you try to make a moment friend, a negative friend, into a positive friend, that's when you get all your so-called best friend then has sex with your wife. That's when you get all your best friend and then backstabbed you and took the job he knew you was about to get. You know, that's when you get those type of friends, because you tried to put a negative friend in a positive friend area. You know, I hope y'all are understanding this, stoners. I want y'all to really understand this and evaluate the friends you have in your life. And then just look at them and think about the times you've had over the years. What have they contributed to your life? You know, that made you always go back to them for whatever reason. Or every time you're having a good time, you're there. They're there. I'm sorry. I'm high. Forget y'all. You know, I hope y'all are understanding this. There are friends that are roots and there are friends that are branches. You try to lean on those branches, I guarantee they will break on you. But them roots, they ain't going nowhere. They'll build with you. They'll never backdoor you. Y'all may get in fights over petty stuff, but they'll never backdoor you to the point where you got to question your friendship. Those are positive friends. Friends that elevate you in life. Friends that inspire you to do better than what you're doing right now. Even if you're doing great, you can be greater. You can be the greatest. Okay? Yeah, I know y'all noticed that I'm not smoking in this podcast, but that's only because I finished the blunt in my first podcast, so I'm not going to roll up another one just for the podcast. I only do podcasts when I smoke. That's the routine. That's why I never have no actual day. I just, if I'm smoking, I'm going to do a podcast, you know, or my phone's closed. But anyways, evaluate your friends, stoners. Know who's positive, know who's your roots, know who really got your back, and know who's just there because times are good. Which, those friends are not bad. Nobody wants to be alone when times are good, but just know why they're there. Okay? And I say, I love all y'all stoners, man. I hope y'all getting high, getting by. And I'm signing out. Stoners unite.